Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your head.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest to
That's
the room.
That's right. This young lady has been bleaching my skin. Her name is Dr. Natasha Sandy.
You've been doing such a wonderful job.
Now, Dr. Natasha Sandy, you are a dermatologist, correct?
You're talking to the mic. Put your lips in the mic. That's
okay,
why you're singing.
Yes. Now, I'm trained in derm and family medicine, yes.
Okay, so all I know is Charlamagne said he was going away for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
To the Dominican Republic. Now, normally people come back from DR
lie.
with a tan.
They used to get ass shots, breast implants.
That's not how it worked.
He came back lighter than when he left. What happened?
The Dominican Republic?
Yes.
More like England. Right?
It was England. I went to England. Yeah, I didn't go to the Dominican
Trinidad,
Republic.
Maybe, but...
I went to England and got a new face, okay?
How much it cost you, bro?
I don't want to reveal those numbers,
okay.
You know, but that's why Dr. Natasha Sandy is here,
okay?
Because it is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month, right?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you're here because normally I love to go out and get a suntan. Mm-hmm. My friends and I, we like to go on vacations. We lay out at the pool all day. Sometimes we get the tanning oil, which has like a, we get the one with the low SPF, but I've stopped doing that recently,
right.
All right? So explain, what is the SPF that you should be getting? Nothing lower than, because I know they say when it gets too high, it's all kind of the same. But
same, yeah.
Yeah, explain all of that.
So the key thing is to get an SPF of at least 30,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And anything above that, it varies. It doesn't make that much difference.
Mm-hmm.
The significant thing, however, is the ingredients in it. So you want to have something that has zinc oxide in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or titanium. And the reason being is because you've got UVB rays, which causes burning, right, which most of us think about, and UVA rays, which causes aging, which you're exposed to on cloudy days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but zinc and titanium absorb all the wavelengths. They
mm-hmm.
absorb UVA and B. Okay, and that's the significant thing. You want protection from both rays.
Okay.
So you want zinc and titanium, and then you want SPF of at least 30.
So no tanning oil at all, though, inside of it? Because I know some of them have a SPF 30, say, but it's also a tanning oil.
No, because you want to cook. It's like making yourself chicken, right? Or turkey. You put an oil on yourself, and then you're sitting out under the fire.
Well, one thing I've learned, you don't just put sunscreen on when you're at the beach. You put it on.
Every day.
Yeah.
So, right. So, for example, most people think about, like I said, with the UVB rays,
mm-hmm.
Because they think about the burning, the rays hitting them. But you need to do it all year round because, like I said, the UVA rays you're exposed to even on cloudy days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like places like in England, there's significant skin cancer. And England's known for being cloudy. And you're like, well, why does that even matter? But because they're exposed to the UVA rays.
Gotcha.
And so they're still getting exposed.
So even when you go skiing and snowboarding,
anytime, well, even in the summer.
And even more even so with skiing because mm-hmm. you're in high altitude and then the white from the sun, from the snow, reflects the sun rays onto your face. So people get burnt skiing too.
Now, how did you fix Charlamagne's?
No, hold on one second. What about this? This is Sarav with SPF 30 in it.
Right.
But I also put the sunscreen on after I put this on. Well, am I doing too much?
Yeah, because that's not what I told you.
Oh, that's not what I told you to do.
No, but he's really excellent. The reason why Charlamagne's got the great results
mm-hmm.
That quickly, which made people think more
bleaching
was done, was because he really is a good patient. He follows the directions exactly. He doesn't go on the internet and say, my friend said this. He really follows, then he asks pertinent questions.
How many times does he call you a day to ask about it? Because he gets annoying sometimes.
No.
What I get annoying about?
Uh-oh.
I have to be honest. He really, after our first meeting and he asked a couple questions and I said to him, just do what I say, he just did what I said.
Now, is there any
police? Let's not act like it was fast either. I've been coming to see you since about August.
Now, what made you decide to go?
But Charlamagne, okay. You got results quickly because by your third visit, right,
mm-hmm.
Your first visit, the second visit, I'm like, great, because I know what I expect to see.
What was wrong with him?
Well,
physically, not just mentally.
He's got a raccoon eyes because he had the big
But what was wrong? Because I want to know, Charlamagne, what made you decide you needed to see a dermatologist and Dr. Natasha Sandy? What was wrong with him?
Well,
we met.
Randy introduced me to her on the rooftop.
Like, you need to see a dermatologist. Is that how it happened?
That's what she was trying to tell me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, we're friends. We're friends.
Uh-huh.
So I happen to be around. And my friends were excited. They were happy. Like, oh, you
So Randy, who works here, said, Dr. Natasha, please come to this party. I'm going to pretend to randomly introduce you to Charlamagne.
Yeah.
But he really needs a dermatologist.
No, Randy and I have been friends for 20-something years, so we always hang out. I actually was in New York, And I come to her events anyway, right? So I was there, and then they always introduce me, and I think it's embarrassing. Like, this is my friend, she's a doctor. So that's what she did, as usual. And I'm like, oh, God. And then you asked what kind of doctor I was, or what did I do, or something like that. And I said, oh, I'm just skin and family medicine. I do everything. Mm-hmm. And then you said,
How's my skin?
So I hate when people do that because I'm looking already, right? And I'm English, so I'm honest. So I was like, oh, it's all right. So all right means it's all right. And then he
needs help.
Yeah. So then he said, well,
what the f*** you mean? All right.
Exactly. And then I said, well, I could fix that.
And so you pointed to under his eyes. So under his eyes, which is colored now, he had told us that he had put Noxzema on for too long and it burned through his skin.
No, I said, I think that was the problem.
But, well, I think this is what happens.
Can that happen?
This is what happens. Well, yes, but not necessarily Noxzema. This is what happens. I think most people try to associate when they have hyperpigmentation a triggering event that may have caused it, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think it may have been something that they put on their face, which could have been, right? But really why a product could cause that is basically if you have anything that can cause hyperpigmentation, which is darkening of the pigment, right, that can leave you dark marks. So what causes hyperpigmentation? So the melanocytes, which are the cells that have melanin in the skin, right, for everybody, are inflammatory cells. So if you have anything that can cause inflammation on the skin, right, even the sun hitting it, can make you have dark marks, right? And then if you continually expose yourself to that thing, you never wear sunscreen, right? You're always in the sun. You don't protect yourself. Then you're going to get hyperpigmentation.
Tell them what those things are, because a lot of it is a lifestyle. All that drinking we be doing, the smoking, not getting enough sleep, being out all night.
That causes hyperpigmentation also?
So it's twofold, right? So you have the obvious topical things, external factors. Mm-hmm. So, for example, sun, products that you're using, maybe true specific skin diseases like acne, dandruff, which you actually can get in your face, even things like psoriasis, lupus, things like that, right? Those are the obvious skin things. Mm-hmm. But also, remember, we are a total being, and the skin really manifests what's happening inside. So inflammatory process, so anything that you're taking internally that causes inflammation in the body, or even your lifestyle, can impact that. So, for example, like acne, it gets worse with sugar, because the sugar causes glycosylation and inflammation in the body.
I thought that was a rumor they said before.
No, it isn't.
What about greasy foods? Does that cause acne?
For some people, it can, because acne, a component of acne is oil production, right? So if you already have excess oils and you're eating those greasy foods, it's adding to that. The same way topical oily things can cause your worsen your acne, the same thing foods can.
So when people say, I had too much candy, so that's why I broke out.
Yes, yes.
Really, you know what, makeup, when we have to do a shoot and I put makeup on, the next day I have pimples.
Yeah, and that's totally legitimate. And so you have to use the right makeup. And use
what kind of makeup are you using?
Whatever. When we do the photo shoots, you know they be like, they got to put something on your face to knock off the shine. Right. Whatever that is. I have pimples in the
Envy's foundation is
FYI,
too thick.
FYI, since I'm Dr. Sandy, I don't have to use makeup at all.
Right.
FYI.
They put shine on you the other day.
But that's not makeup. Shine
is, but that's the same thing I was talking about. Whatever they
powder.
Put, I don't know
what makeup
powder.
I don't get the powder.
Powder to get rid of shine.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
I seen a lady put it on you.
Well, you could use translucent powder, too, which has no color. Like, this kind of like.
Right.
You got no color.
No, just teasing. I'm teasing you.
And a lot, I had to change my lifestyle too. Like I was 202 pounds,
right?
So I lost 30 pounds.
Right. So
and then I had to, you know, when they say drink in moderation, really drink in moderation.
You lost 30 pounds.
Yes. So,
I would notice.
I didn't know it was 30 pounds.
Absolutely.
I would notice when I would drink. The marks on my face would be darker.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my patients, again, I told you I do the whole patient, right? Mm-hmm. So I have them, we end up having them lose weight and adjusting their diet changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the advantage. They see their skin looking better and they're like, what to do next? So even changing your diet and losing weight, as a consequence, you're eating better, is going to improve your skin, right?
Mm-hmm. So what should
people the inflammation in your diet. Well, whole foods.
Whole foods.
Whole foods. And by that,
Whole Foods is expensive.
No. You don't have to go to Whole Foods, but I like that, right? Mm-hmm. But you want things that are not as processed, right? So I explain to people that if you look at things on the back of... For example, I went to Dwayne Reed and I wanted to get a drink and it said organic, right? Mm-hmm. And I just picked it up, but normally I read the labels. And I looked at the back afterwards and there was a bunch of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. They had lemon juice oil. Why is there oil in a iced tea drink? Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to read the labels.
Right.
So just read for those things, and then if you can't pronounce it, then forget about it.
Right.
Because it's processed. Right.
How is that organic?
Well, that's my point. Well, probably what happened was maybe they used a few organic lemons, mm-hmm. and then they put organic on there.
We don't have great FDA regulations on what can right. be considered organic.
Right. Right.
So what else? So besides that, what else should you be eating and drinking that's best for your skin?
So
water.
Water is great, right? And if you can put a lemon in it, that's great. Whole foods, wherever you can put a green leafy vegetable in there. This is kind of stuff that we know, mm-hmm. right? So you want to do, spinach, lettuce, things mm-hmm. like that.
Kale.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, some of us, the thing that I do with working with people is, okay, sometimes we're too busy, right? Mm-hmm. It's very hard for us to actually try and eat all these amounts of vegetables during a given day. So I'll say stuff like, get yourself a Nutribullet. Because especially this time of year, everyone's doing smoothies, right?
You know the funny thing?
Thanks, Dad.
When I got my Nutribullet here, these guys made fun of me at first. They told me my teeth were going to fall out because I was doing my smoothies in the morning.
Right.
I still don't do the Nutribullet.
Well, my dad bought me one from my house.
It just works easier for some people, right?
By the way, I love smoothies. That's what really wakes me up every morning.
So then with your smoothie, just throw a bunch of spinach in there, right, or kale, and just blend it down. Mm-hmm. So that gives you, and really, two big handfuls of spinach is probably more than you can ever eat, but you've gotten all of that intake when you take it with a smoothie. Listen, if you're a person that you're like, oh, I'm not really into smoothies, but I like my coffee. So then make a caffeine smoothie and put that coffee in your smoothie. So it gives you.
I can just put anything in a smoothie.
Yeah, you can just put anything in it. Do you know what I mean?
Now let's talk about skin discoloration because a lot of people suffer from it. Like ever since I got mine corrected, people come to me and be like, how did you correct your skin discoloration? Right.
So at first, you have to treat whatever the source of the skin discoloration is, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have, like I said, if you've got acne, you've got to treat the acne. So people come and say, I've got the same thing that Charlamagne has. Can they say that? Yeah, they'll say that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Or how do you know that? Mm-hmm. Right? It's just dark marks. So whatever the source of the skin discoloration is, you want to treat that first, mm-hmm. right? So if it's acne, we treat the acne. If it's seborrheic dermatitis on the face, you want to treat that.
Okay? If it's what?
Seborrheic dermatitis, which is dandruff. You can actually get dandruff on the face. Mm-hmm. If you have something called melasma, where it's blotchy, you may have seen a lot of women with blotchiness on the face, actually men too, on the forehead. If it's that, you have to treat that first, right? And so that will quickly help to improve the dark marks, right? Because you removed the inflammation. So it starts to look better then.
Okay.
Then you decide. So should I say what I did with you?
Go ahead.
Okay. So with Charlemagne, we treated some of the acne that you had, but also he had dandruff. Seborrheic dermatitis on his face as well. And that made a big difference. And then I've done some chemical peels on him as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about chemical peels. Because you can actually go get that like as you go get a facial. I've never had one, but they always offer a chemical peel. Okay. Now why would you get a chemical peel?
All chemical peels are not created equal. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, right? So there's medical grade, right? And then there is what you can get, like, you know,
as a facial
esthetician, right, and stuff like that. Okay, so basically with chemical peels, you're putting a chemical, typically an acid, and there's lots of different types, on the skin, okay? And you can achieve a number of different goals. So it can, it changes the pH of the skin, and it makes the skin more acidic, right? Why does that matter? Well, the skin likes a more acidic environment. So, for example, we've all heard about Queen of Sheba soaking in milk. Milk has lactic acid in it, and that's why it was a great thing. That's why her skin was that great, okay? The other thing that it can do, if you have, for example, uneven skin, it's depending on the depth of the peel, there's different depths of peels. If it's more superficial, it will slough off the top layer of the skin, okay, for the uneven pigment. If it's deeper and you have fine wrinkles, you've got scars, we use it for scars, you can use chemical peels for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's just basically the top layer of your skin.
Depending on which one you use. So if you're using a more superficial, you're getting the top epidermal layer.
And that's like the dead cells, basically.
Right, the top, yeah, right? But you're expediting that.
And it really peels. Like, literally peels, the layer of your face will come right off.
Right,
most people need that at some point?
Yes, but just to answer your question, yes, I think most people do. You don't always have to have ones that you have obvious peeling. That's the thing. To let people know. There's different degrees. You can have them and you don't really peel a lot, and then sometimes you do. And I say that just so that people expect to peel and they're like, I didn't peel a lot. But that may not be necessary for that particular time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think everyone benefits, whether you have skin diseases or not, with chemical peels. I think you want to get the right chemical peel, the person that knows what they're doing, because people are going to go looking online and stuff, and even professionals do not know how to do chemical peels on skin of color and make them burn, and then you get hyperpigmentation.
See, I've had microdermabrasion, but I've never done a chemical peel.
Right, so microdermabrasion sort of like polishes the skin, Mm-hmm. So it's a nice little polish. It's like, yeah, it's like waxing the car, mm-hmm. right? And then a chemical peel, I would say, is a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So you get great results if you combine the chemical peel with the microdermabrasion. I think that's the option.
That seems harsh,
now, where's your, where's your office?
No, option. So, my office is in Midtown on East 40 between Madison and Fifth.
Oh, because you said you was in New York. Like you had.
Oh, well, I'm in Maryland as well. I have one in Maryland and New York.
Now, hold on. You didn't just stop at the chemical pills with me. You want to keep going?
Okay, so you hold. So I.
That's up to you. I don't want to mess your money up. Right. No.
It's not like anyone could do this at home.
But, you know, there's a medical responsibility too.
Okay. But I'm giving
now,
you
okay, was there any bleach involved? Now, let's just keep it 100% real.
No, there
because people always say that he looks like he
Clorox?
Bleaches his skin.
Don't say that.
He does. He does look like he's lighter in his face.
Right.
Not. And maybe you have to do it all over because you can't just lighten one area to even it out. I don't know. But
so
was there bleach involved?
Is his face lighter than the rest of his body?
I don't know what the rest of his body looks
like. Well, you can see.
But people used to always see it, though. They Marlon Wayans said I was 50 shades of black. You know what I'm saying? They used to say I look like a Rottweiler. My nose was brown. This was black.
So
forehead was brown.
So here's a distinction. I think, you know, people are looking for the question of, like, because we do, in the culture, there's a lot of that. The bleaching, the cake.
The cake soap.
Mm-hmm. And people just looking, having that gray appearance, right? So there's a, but you know, you see, you know,
he's trying to get my complexion.
We were in the airport one day and Charlamagne got stopped by security. They said he had some weird pads in his bag. So you've been using these pads.
Yes.
Now what's
these are the pads that I gave you?
Acne pads.
Acne pads, yeah.
Okay.
So Charlamagne had acne as well. What's in that?
There's a lot going on.
My face was horrible. Go look. It's just one picture. Yo, I swear to God, it's just one picture that I saw of us in the club like last year. I was like, yo, what was going on with me? I had bumps, the black marks. I was fat. I was like, ugh. It was bad.
He had face dandruff, acne, discoloration,
and I think what people
hyperpigmentation.
Also I know. And also what happens is even if you're using a skincare regimen to treat the acne, like retinoids, mm-hmm. like Retin-A and stuff like that.
You have to stay out of the sun with that.
Right. Well, really what you're supposed to do is wear sunscreen like you're supposed to do anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really say. So that also increases the turnover of the skin. So some of the sun damage that occurs even when you're in normal daylight, that's turned over. And so people's skin as a whole look brighter. So you probably know people that like their neck and their body's one color and their neck is another color, especially mm-hmm. your family members, stuff like that. It's the same principle. They haven't been protecting the top layers of their skin, right, with sunscreen. So their face is going to look darker because the melanocytes are stimulated.
Charlamagne, did you used to use sunblock? Like, say we were in the Bahamas. No. You never used sunblock?
Never. Mm.
Most people don't.
My wife is serious about that.
The funny thing is people, you know how many guys come in and they're like, yeah, I've got unevenness. This part of my face is really like, it's dark on here. And when you look, one side is darker than the other.
It's because they've been...
And usually it's the driver's side, right?
Oh, okay.
So, because they're not wearing sunscreen, mm-hmm. right? So, like, they did studies in England and America. It just happened to be England. It's a formal study where they compared skin cancers and where they're worse. And in England, they were on the right side.
As you
guys
America drive
on the left,
on.
Yeah.
Oh.
And England's not sunny. So it's not because it's special sun. It's just on the driver's side.
But I always tell people, no matter, even if you're a brown skin, dark skin, you still need to use sunblock.
Yes.
Yes.
Not only for... Listen, for me, it's if whatever motivates you to use sunscreen, right? So if vanity does it, hey, by all means, right?
Now, you don't take insurance, right?
No, not in New York.
No. Not in New York. In Maryland, you do?
Yes, for some of my patients.
Okay, but in New York, why not?
So here's the way I like to practice with my patients. Quite honestly, I like to spend a lot more time with them. Okay. And unfortunately, the nature of how insurances operate doesn't always facilitate you to spend an hour or so with your patients. So I always wanted to design an opportunity where I could really spend time. Mm-hmm. Part of this, and the large part of this, is because of my personal issues with skin issues and acne, right? I'm a pizza face in real life. I have really bad acne. I had really bad eczema, lots of seasonal allergies and things like that. So for many years, going to see the doctors and stuff like that, many of the concerns that I had were not addressed, right? So I actually discovered, not only within my medical profession, but personally, that I made lots of dietary changes. I figured out what worked and what didn't work for me. And it could have easily been probably figured out mm-hmm. with a little bit more time and discretion. And then also being able to, you can design a plan for a person and tell them, do A, B, C, D. But if it doesn't fit your lifestyle, so what, mm-hmm. right? So being able to spend more time with the patient can allow us to execute what we need to do and get the results that you want, that you can maintain.
Right.
So I don't want my patients to walk around and they always have to be dependent on me. You can come for maintenance, but the goal is that people see you and then you're transformed. Because I'm like, it's about being transformed, right? So people say, oh my God, what's been going on? And they're, you're like, oh, I've been seeing Dr. Sandy. Well, why? I want people to not
tell them about all the chicks who come in your office and be like, yo, Charlamagne can get it.
What? No one says that.
Yeah, a couple do.
They do.
Well, you should definitely cut off their insurance.
And I'm like, really?
Sounds like hazardous. Like, really?
Now, taking care of your face for dummies. So for everybody out there that wants to know simple things, what should they wash their face with?
Okay, so it just depends, right? It's really simple.
Combination skin.
Right, so for some, the basic things, maybe you can just use a plain Cetaphil, right?
Cetaphil.
Right, that's just very basic.
But so they can use
that's what I use.
What about witch hazel?
That's fine, but what are you treating?
Oh, I don't know. I just know a lot of times people use witch hazel because they say it's not harsh at all. And
witch hazel is an ingredient in a lot of things.
Mm, but what about just straight up witch hazel?
I know people who clean their face. It's fine. It's fine. I think you have to know what you're trying to treat, right? So you want a good toner, for example, my acne pads, they're great. Right?
No, they really are. They will get I used to use Oxy back in the day. That's what it's called?
Oxy, yeah. Yep.
I used to use those back in the day. They never work.
What?
Her acne pads work.
What?
Like, really work.
What?
So where can they get your Oxy pads from?
They can get
it's not
my,
Oxy.
They can get acne pads. They actually can get my acne pads on my website, drnatashasandy.com, under products. And it's there.
Now back to that. So you said Cetaphil to wash your face.
Cetaphil.
And you can buy that from any drugstore.
Now what about some kind of moisturizer after you put that on it? Because sometimes Cetaphil leaves your face
What's
dry.
Better, oil-free or with oil?
So I would explain so people know.
So I would suggest, right, that you use a moisturizer sunscreen. So CeraVe is a great moisturizer sunscreen.
This is the
right?
AM one.
And this one has SPF. This one has an SPF of 13 and it has zinc oxide. Right?
And then this is the PM one.
And that's just evening moisturizer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good product. If you're looking for something, if you actually have hyperpigmentation or you're concerned about hyperpigmentation, there are other products like a company called Elta MD, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can get that on my site as well. They have sunscreen that's moisturizing, but it's micronized. It's got zinc oxide that's micronized, so it doesn't make you look blue. Because one thing people hate about sunscreen is it makes you look blue. You put sunscreen on? And it makes you look gray.
You look gray, yeah.
Yeah, gray. You look like a Smurf. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's micronized so that it doesn't have that appearance.
See, you ain't never tell me that now. What about this Aveeno I'm using?
I didn't tell you to use that.
You sure didn't, did you? So which one should I be using?
You should have told you.
Which one?
The Elta, I'm switching you to Elta next.
Let me write that down.
Elta MD.
Yeah.
But got me looking blue out here.
Now, let me tell you what I do to clean. Well, first of all, I make sure I clean my face whenever I get home because I have to wear makeup every day for work.
Okay, what do you
use? So, I just started using something new that I got from when I went to get a facial. The name of the company, I can't remember what it's
called.
It's all natural, though, I know. I can't remember the name. It was a company, and the husband and the wife split up, so they changed the name of it. That's why.
So I'll make a suggestion of a good one. Mm-hmm. Over-the-counter Neutrogena.
Okay, Neutrogena.
They have these pads. Use those.
Because at a point in time, a few years ago, I was using something. I'm not going to name the product, but it made my face break out, and they said it was too harsh for my face. That's why, because it was like a scrub.
Right.
And so I can't use like the exfoliant. Because sometimes it's a little too harsh for my skin.
It's just about having the right one.
Mm-hmm. But now I use a microfoliant from Dermalogica, which I really like. I use it every day.
And it probably has glycolic acid in it.
I have to check and
see. Yeah, it probably does.
But it's really gentle.
Which is another thing that, to answer your question, I would use a plain bland face wash like Cetaphil, something that has glycolic acid in it,
mm-hmm.
especially to increase the turnover of the skin, especially for the things with the uneven pigment. So the acne pads have it. I have a complexion pad that have it. You just have to find, the thing is a lot of companies have those ingredients. It's just find the combination that doesn't mm-hmm. irritate you.
Because
right?
people just like want to know that. And also, like, you know, summertime, so people are going to the beach. What should they wear on the beach? What type of suntan lotion is it?
So you should be wearing sun.
Specifics. When you start saying 40 and 50s, that confuses people. Like,
okay,
you say, Envy, this one this way.
Right, so like I said, so what you're going to do is...
Man, tell them spend some money and come see
on
you,
on the beach, listen, on the beach, but even not on the beach, right, mm-hmm. you're going to wear a moisturizer with sunscreen. The one that I would recommend, particularly now, in Skin of Color, but it's made for everyone, is the Elta MD,
mm-hmm.
right?
Elta MD.
Elta MD, and mm-hmm. you can get that on drnatashasandy.com, right? And
NatashaSandy.com. Spell it because they might not know how to spell it.
Dr. Natasha, NatashaSandy, Sandy.com.
There you go.
But also, if they go to my Facebook, I'm going to put a coupon on there, so... Mm-hmm. People from the Breakfast Club can get like a discount and get
cool shucks. What's your Facebook?
My Facebook is Dr. Natasha Sandy.
And how do they contact you if they want to
Info at Dr. Natasha Sandy. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I recommend Dr. Natasha Sandy because she does things from the inside out. It's not just about cosmetics. She's also a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. So she helps you to change your lifestyle.
Now, family medicine as well.
Charlamagne drinks a lot of carrot juice. Yep. And I have four kids. And I used to remember when you give the kids carrots, uh-huh. more and more carrots, it makes their face as yellow as possible. And I thought maybe that was some of the reason why his face turned like a little brighter. Because the carrot juice, he drinks so much carrot.
My face turns brighter because I'm polished.
But carrot polished from the inside out.
There we go.
Boom. But no, look, carrot juice is okay, right? The good thing about it, it's just, like you said, too much. It's the beta...
it's an orange.
Right, the beta carotene that's going to make you give the orange appearance. But it's high in vitamin A, mm-hmm. which is basically what's in Accutane. If you guys have heard of Accutane, mm-hmm. that people use for acne.
Is Accutane good?
In some cases, it's necessary.
If you have acne,
in some cases, it's necessary.
Now, how much acne? Is one pimple it's good not, for Accutane?
No, it's cystic, big cystic acne that is stubborn to all the other treatments.
Gotcha.
Right? And
it can make you kill yourself, though, they say, right?
No. What happened was one person had... No, they mm-hmm. what happens is they make you have to go through lots of steps to do it. A child or a person that was on Accutane committed suicide, and so they sort of like linked it. But the question actually becomes, and there isn't really a true link, but the association, was it the severe acne that made the person... Mm. in that place because
it's
it really is a quality
of acne.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's a quality of life thing. And or was it the Accutane? And I think it's more likely, we know that it's more likely the mm-hmm. depression and from what was going on. And
so Accutane should only be used for somebody with serious problems.
But yes, cystic acne that is not responding to all other forms
gotcha.
Of treatment. Okay.
And carrot juice hasn't made my skin orange. It makes my shit orange though.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But did I answer? But to answer your question, Cetaphil is a very basic one that you can mm-hmm. use.
I have that in my carry-on.
That's not necessarily my go-to, but we're just picking something that people can use.
And tell them exfoliate their face.
Yeah, you have to exfoliating, mm-hmm. right?
So the microfoliant is good for me.
Yes.
It's pretty gentle.
If it's working for you.
What about
the
pads? When I travel, I always use those makeup removal pads.
We're
talking about cleaning your face. This is all goes along with that. If you are traveling and you don't have that, is it okay to use those Neutrogena pads on your face?
For makeup? So I would use the Neutrogena to remove the makeup, but mm-hmm. wash your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to wash your
face. Wash your dirty ass face,
because remember, it gets clogged. The stuff gets clogged into the pores and stuff like that. And I see a lot of young girls that are coming in and their skin is, they've got really bad acne. It's basically, what we say, jacked up. Because, you know, everyone's into makeup nowadays, which is fine. I play with it too. Mm-hmm. But you have to have good skin underneath and you've got to remove the makeup.
Right.
The other issue also is with hair. I see a whole other issue with hair as well, not taking care of the hair and stuff.
Okay.
That's a whole nother
But diet's a big thing for face.
Diet is a big thing for your general health and it shows up on your face.
Gotcha.
Yes.
You'll see it. People
and clean your phone too, your cell phones. I know sometimes they say people, if you don't clean your phone, it makes your face break out. If you talk on your phone right here and your screen, you don't clean your phone off.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's probably going to be someone that's already acne prone as well.
I'm telling you, like my homeboy Pete Davidson, he hadn't seen me in a while. He saw me. He goes, yo, you look healthy. That's the compliment.
Right.
Okay.
So I also have my patients take supplements that are going to have anti-inflammatory benefits and general health supplements.
I take
so
one
they're
of those.
You're gonna look better because you're healthy as a whole.
Well, right? Give me your how to get.
Oh wait,
touch
one last question, woman to woman, period. Right? You know how everybody says I got my period bumps and all of that when right before you get your period.
I thought you meant like period blood smeared on your face. Like,
shut up. And sometimes girls get like a pimple. You know, we get pimples and stuff like that right before your period. What can we do to prevent something like that or help ease that?
Right. So usually there's a couple things that happen, right? It's definitely hormonal, right? Mm-hmm. So usually around that time, people feel like eating lots of sugars and stuff like that. So what you want to do is not do those sugars or pick a good sugar, right? So you want to do like more fruits and vegetables, do you know what I'm saying? Or more fruits, sweet fruits.
Grapes.
If you want to make smoothies, use stevia, you know.
But sometimes you just need chocolate.
Yes, I understand that. And that happens to me sometimes too. So there are little tricks that you do. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about like anti-inflammatory supplements, right? I take, there's some prescription supplements that have things like turmeric, cumin in it.
Don't you tell
acid.
Them the name. You make them spend some money.
Right. So I take that. And so around my period, I rarely get the dark marks. Mm-hmm. Right.
You still get your period? You're trying to play
her? Charlamagne.
You know, Dr. Sandy's 59 years old.
So you're trying to say that she went through menopause already?
You know her stuff works. She's 59.
How old are you? Not 59, are you?
No, I'm not 59.
Oh. You had me going for a second. I said, God damn. I'm going to invest in that one.
Yeah. But I'm not as young as I look, put it that way.
Now, this is another thing that people always say that they say that work. man milk on a woman's face?
All right. So we've had this discussion quite at length.
So oh, you do have
this. Since she met me.
So
so should these guys put their own cum on their face?
No.
What they're asking.
And I say, if you like it, if you like it, I love it.
No, I'm serious, but does man milk work?
It worked for Charlamagne.
Well, this is what I will say. I will say this. You want the answer?
Yes.
So I'll say this. There have been anecdotal, right, instances okay. where it has been anecdotally, people have found that when they put certain fluids on their bodies, either internally or externally, they
really?
Feel that they feel that their body, their skin is better. However, there has not been any studies to support that.
Oh, okay.
I think so man actually made right. that up.
So like I said, I'm a physician, so I have to really go with the evidence. So mm-hmm. once there's a study that's put together with okay. thousands of people, which I'm sure you may consider putting together.
So we need a bunch of girls. We need a bunch of girls that swallow. Right.
And some guys.
And like to get sperm busted off in the face.
Then I can provide evidence to support that. But stress but quite frankly, stress does show a part on the skin. So even mm-hmm. when people are stressed, mm-hmm. truly, not only do they break out, but their skin has this dull appearance. So you come into the office and I'll say, what's going on? Or like I'll say, you've been drinking a lot.
Yes, mm-hmm, right? You can listen, right now, if I have a drink, I like to drink. I love my Remy. Okay. If I go in her office after a couple days after I've been drinking, she'd be like, you've been drinking. She could just look at me and
FYI,
tell.
We can look at you and tell too.
For real?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But you know, you can tell there's like, this starts to look a little bit, you looked dull. I said to you, I'm like, your skin doesn't have that glow. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then we were trying to think back what he'd done, not enough sleep, things like that. But I put things in place to help with that. And I'm
so you're like a therapist also.
A little, yeah, I am.
And that's why she says she needs more than an hour with her.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate
it's about
you
transforming
us.
Your life from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Because the fun thing about doing that is that once people, you know, all other health issues, sometimes you can't see, right? Mm-hmm. So I tell you eat better, blah, blah, blah. I tell you what's your blood pressure. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you start making changes on the skin, then people are like, okay, Dr. Sandy, what should I do now?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, we've got to check that blood pressure. We've got to worry about that weight. And they're like, okay. And then they start to see their skin improving even more. It's just fun. And right. then they're like, okay, I feel really great. I think I'm going to go get my master's degree.
When does Charlamagne
start? And I think I'm getting a new husband.
When is it time for...
A new husband, there you go.
Whoa. When is it time for Charlamagne to stop bleaching?
Charlamagne is not bleaching.
Yes,
he is
I am.
Not
Don't
bleaching.
Lie to him, Dr.
He's not bleaching. There are... Listen, there's no bleaching. Like
Don't
I said to you,
she's just messing with
I'd
you.
Be a millionaire if I was willing to bleach people.
Do you always have to use the acne pads? For like, you know how some people use... what's the acne stuff? Proactive. And then once they stop using it, the acne comes back?
Right. Well, if you're...
Well, look at this. Have you seen this picture, Charlamagne?
Yeah, but that's not you, really.
Yeah.
Man, shut
that's
up.
Not you.
No, that was him, buddy.
That's not you.
That was five
But that looks gray. It looks gray. Somebody put makeup or something on that.
Photoshop. Come on, be
okay.
Yeah. Be serious.
So to answer your question, right, in terms of, like, the acne pads, if you have adult acne, yes, mm-hmm. right? I have a lot of patients that don't need to use the products anymore, but they like it. They like right. the results. Even the aftershave pads. I have some aftershave pads that we use for... men for the what we call bumps, and even some of the girls use it in their pubic area mm-hmm. after they shave,
right?
You know, so it's really a matter of maintaining. So so to answer your question, is the acne going to come back after you use the pads? If you have acne and you haven't outgrown it, you would have to use some kind of maintenance plan.
Okay.
If you like the results of the polished look that you get from using the acne pads, then by all means,
can we put this picture up? This is
But the
we right. need to put this one up.
This one,
oh. okay.
Who is that guy?
That's the guy that was in the clubs every night, drinking,
no,
eating late right. at the diner.
No,
that ain't me. Hold on, that's Carson Daly. It's
but
moving.
The thing,
hold
but
on,
Carson Daly. I was like, wow.
But the
right there.
But I will say this: the one thing Charlamagne.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Take care of yourself, people.
The
okay?
one thing Charlamagne was adamant about is you didn't want to.
Yes. Yes.
He was going to Green Mile.
Yeah. But a lot of people that happens with, you know, if once you start taking care of yourself, people start asking you, well, what are you doing? Are you bleaching? Mm-hmm. Did you have plastic surgery?
Right.
Stuff like that.
I did all of that.
All okay. that?
Bleaching, plastic surgery.
Well, you look way better.
Thank you, boo.
It worked for you.
Thank you.
Well, you look like your best self.
Listen, thank you.
There's no need to tell people that. Nobody believes that the truth. Nobody believes the truth. The lie is more entertaining. Charlamagne's bleaching. So
yeah,
what?
Yeah, the bleaching itself.
Well, thank
better.
You, Natasha Sandy. Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Info at DrNatashaSandy.com.
And don't forget to go on my Facebook to get the coupons for the Breakfast Club members.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Dr. Natasha Sandy.